Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Immigration court hearings in Minnesota, which happen at the Whipple building there near Fort Snelling, are increasingly being closed to the public. Now, federal immigration judges and court staff have been locking courtrooms, restricting access, and redacting court calendars, citing safety concerns amid heightened tensions and protests. Do we believe them? Let's find out. Madeline Lohman is Advocacy and Outreach Director at the Advocates for Human Rights. She joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Madeline, thank you so much for the time today. So if judges are saying this is a safety issue, do we believe that? And if not, why don't we believe that?
So there have been days when they learned of protests and decided that they were going to, for instance, hold their hearings on WebEx.
Okay.
And in one case last Friday, an observer was allowed to get on that WebEx hearing. And so even though they'd closed the courtrooms, that particular judge let the person in to see the remote hearings and do their observation like normal. So they can, even if the judges are worried that there's a protest or something planned at court, they can still let observers see what's happening. And so when that doesn't happen, it seems like maybe it's a pretext. The other thing that they will sometimes say is it's for the safety of the person whose case is being heard. But we actually are very diligent in reaching out to attorneys and to the immigrants themselves and saying, we're constitutional observers. We're there to make sure that human rights are being respected. If you have any issues about a member of the public in the courtroom, we will step out for your case. What do you want? And they affirmatively want us there because they want someone to record what's happening to them. And so in those cases, if a judge says, oh, well, you know, it's a sensitive topic, but the person themselves who's potentially at risk is saying, no, I want the observers there because I'm worried that, you know, if this happens in secrecy, something bad's going to happen. Well, then how is the judge overriding that decision? So the explanations don't always seem to hold together.
And just to, before we go any further, can you explain what court observers are, how they play a role in this, and I guess how long court observers have been part of this process?
Yeah, so we started our court observation project in 2017, and we've been in immigration court since then. And so through, you know, multiple presidential administrations, and up until this year, it has been a non-issue. Judges have even said, like, welcome, we're glad members of the public are here. Our observers, their job is to be a totally neutral and impartial recorder of what's happening in the court. And so they come in, they sit quietly in the back, they have a piece of paper where they're writing down things like, what was the claim that someone made? What was the outcome? How did they get interpretation like they should have? Things like that, just to make sure that the process is respecting the rights of the people in the courtroom. And so our observers are, they're not engaging with anyone. They don't talk to the people who are coming before the court. They're just quietly documenting. And then we take the information. And previously, we were even able to take some of that and go back to the court and say, we've seen a couple cases where the judge asked some questions in open court that we think weren't safe for the person to answer publicly. Could we change how you handle those situations? And they would listen to us and make adjustments because they also wanted their courts to run smoothly. And this year, that's totally changed. They won't talk to us. They're very resistant to our observers being in the courtroom. And so it's just a totally different attitude towards what's a very low impact way of documenting what's happening.
But just to be clear, though, like by law, they don't have to allow you in on these courtroom hearings?
So there's two different things that sort of happen. One is that the default, the policy of the federal immigration courts is supposed to be that these are public hearings. So the manual on how they're supposed to run the courts say the courts are supposed to be open to the public, especially members of the press, for instance, who have also had trouble getting in. And judges can choose to close them on a case-by-case basis. So each case that they want to close, they have to make a determination about that case. And the reasons they can close a case could be the safety of the person appearing before the court, a public safety issue around the court itself. Those are legitimate reasons to close, but you have to make that decision each time individually and not just blanket, we're locking the doors at the beginning of the day and no one can get in all day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So just to be clear, too, you mentioned you've been doing this since 2017. So even during the first Trump administration, this was a much more open process. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
So for people listening, and we've got a large variety of listeners, including plenty of people who agree with what the president's doing and what ICE is doing and that feel that there are too many undocumented immigrants in this country. For those folks who hear this and say, you know what, These are heightened tension. We see protests all over the place. And why is it so important for you to be there? And it seems like you would just be causing more trouble than not. What is your answer to that? Why do you want to be there so badly? If not you, your group.
So to me, to our group, transparency and accountability are the heart of democracy. If you can't know what your elected officials are doing and then tell them whether you support what they're doing or not, you've stripped away what is important for our country. And so when we're documenting these things, if you're someone who wants, you know, a stricter immigration policy, well, you also probably want to know whether that's being upheld in court or not. And we might not present the data in a way that aligns with your political philosophy, but the data will be there. And so you can say, well, they just said this was, you know, great because they're now using a particular legal tool that I don't agree with, but I'm going to tell my elected official I don't like that. But I only know it's happening because someone was in there documenting it. So the sunshine, the accountability, the transparency, that's important no matter where you are on the political spectrum. And we're not doing anything when we're in the courtrooms. We're not protesting. We're not disrupting courts in any way. The court is in a federal building. You have to go through a metal detector to get into it. It's surrounded by guards. Like, this is not a place where, you know, agents are getting assaulted or, you know, confronted. And so if you can't allow transparency in this heavily controlled environment where everyone is on their best behavior, then we're losing all our access to be able to know what our government is doing.
We are on the phone with Madeline Lohman, Advocacy and Outreach Director for Advocates for Human Rights. You have a unique perspective in that you've either in person or via Zoom have seen these hearings. Most of the people listening, I would assume, have not seen how these hearings go about and what kind of representation someone gets who is facing deportation. Can you just explain to our listeners how this process works? And if someone is disputing the fact that they are to be deported, or what recourse do they have to try to make their argument to stay in this country?
So the court hearings, all the court hearings are about whether the person can be deported. So that's what the hearings are for. And in doing that, you can bring claims like, I actually do have a legal basis to be in this country. I'm a citizen, or I'm a legal permanent resident. And, you know, you mistakenly detained me, and here's my proof that I should be able to stay. You can also say, I would be at really high risk of being tortured or killed if I was sent back to my home country. And here's the evidence that I personally am being targeted for my race, religion, national origin, political opinion, or membership in a group like LGBT people or HIV positive people or particular clans in countries in which that's very important. And so these are all things where the United States and countries all over the world actually have made a commitment that if someone is in our country, we're not going to return them to death and persecution and torture. But that's just inhumane. And so we're going to figure out another way to handle their presence in our country. And so that's one of the things you can do in the court, make those arguments. You do not have an attorney at the expense of the government. So you can hire an attorney, or if you meet certain criteria, one of the things the advocates does is we provide attorneys for individuals who are making those asylum cases, and for people like children. Children don't have access to an attorney in immigration court. And so our goal is that for people who are really vulnerable to pretty significant harm, we want to try to make sure that they've at least talked to a lawyer before they have to go and handle pretty complex immigration cases before a judge.
And judges, I mean, have, whether it's an immigration case or other cases, they have a right to close their courtroom. You acknowledge that, right? But you're just alarmed by the rate it's happening. Would that be accurate?
Yeah. And that it doesn't, I think we would feel a lot better if when judges close the courtrooms, they said, okay, we're closing the courtroom for this case because of X or Y, mm-hmm. or we're closing the courtroom this morning because of these reasons. But instead, we're arriving at court, the doors are locked, we ask the guards or we ask the you know, law clerks, what's happening? Why is the courtroom door locked? And some of, you know, they'll say, I don't have any information about that, or I'm not going to answer that question. And so, you know, they're not even giving any reason why they think the courtroom needs to be closed. They're just closing it.
And again, this is the kind of the argument I've trying to be making, and you probably can do it more eloquently than I can. Like I said, it's if the people who support what's happening and want to see this happening, including the administration, are doing this, and people are want this to happen, as which they say they do because that's why they were elected to do what they do, then why isn't this more of a transparent process? What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly what I would say, is that if this is something that people support, then having information out in the open about it shouldn't be any kind of problem. You know, you're demonstrating that you did the thing you were elected to do, and here's the proof, and it's all very open and transparent. And if you don't feel like you can tell people what you're doing, we can't even, you know, that's the frightening thing. You can't even say, are they doing that because of, you know, just sort of being dismissive, or is something really serious right. going wrong? Because we don't have any information about why we aren't being allowed in the courtroom or what's happening when we're not in there. And so I think it just means that we can't draw any conclusions about what's going on. Are they, you know, doing what they promised they were going to do, which, you know, some people do support? Are they not? Exactly what did people support, I think, is really important, because mm-hmm. people might have said, we want, you know, particular people who, you know, if you commit certain kinds of crime, you're not eligible to stay in the United States. And one of the ways the government proves that is by bringing you to court. So, okay, that's something that a lot of people thought was really important. Like, sure. Let's make sure that when people commit serious crime, they go through this process and they get removed from our country. But we don't have any evidence of whether the people in the court are having those kinds of cases brought against them, because we're not there to document it. So are they doing that? We don't know. And again, that lack of transparency means that you have no idea what's going on. And if you really care and you think that what they're doing is right, then we should not be at all worried about having that made public.
Exactly. Madeline, thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate it, and we'll reach out again.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Madeline Lohman, Advocacy and Outreach Director for the Advocates for Human Rights. 1050 on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.